Governor Mike Dunleavy unveiled his proposals to amend the Alaska Constitution today. He would require public votes for any new or increased taxes, as well as for changes to permanent fund dividends. He also would limit state spending increases. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the details and lawmakers' reactions.
Governor Dunleavy says the proposed amendments would require the legislature and voters to be on the same page in planning the future state budget.
In order for us to get a permanent fiscal plan, a durable fiscal plan, we want to involve the people on the front end of the creation of that plan.
The dividend amendment would enshrine the PFD formula currently in state law in the Constitution. Governors couldn't veto PFD funding, and the legislature couldn't lower it without a vote of the people. PFDs have been reduced the past 3 years. Another amendment would require a popular vote on any new or increased taxes.
We also want to assure Alaskans that they will not be subject to taxes at the whim or will of certain legislators or certain governors or a combination thereof.
The last amendment is more complicated. It would essentially put a cap on what the legislature can spend each year. Dunleavy says the amendments would effectively limit what the legislature could do with the budget. And he says if the state adopts the amendments, it would stabilize the budget.
I ran on a platform of fixing this issue. It's not going to be easy. There's no doubt about it. But now is the time. There really is no tomorrow. If we don't get our budget and fiscal house in order, it'll take care of itself. We'll spend for the CBR, then we go into the earnings reserve, and then we start to compromise the permanent fund, and the dividend certainly will be gone.
To pass, the amendments would require support from two-thirds of both legislative chambers this year or next, and a majority of the voting public. The proposals may face a difficult reception in the legislature. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill says the Senate majority will be open to discussing the proposals.
You got to be careful of just saying no. I think that's an easy answer. But you also have to be very guarded when you're dealing with your very fundamental document, your Constitution. We've had many constitutional amendments in Alaska, but none as big as this.
Coghill's referring to making the dividend a fundamental right on the same level as freedom of speech. He says that could create practical problems. He's also concerned the three proposals would leave the legislature without flexibility during an economic downturn and would make budgeting less deliberative and more like a campaign. At least one other Republican senator, Gary Stevens of Kodiak, is concerned with the proposals, which he described as, quote, a horrible idea. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Klayman also is skeptical of the proposals.
It's really changing the balance of powers between the legislature, the governor's office, the executive, and the courts. And it's trying to add a component of public involvement that would suggest that the way we elect representatives across the country really isn't effective.
Dunleavy is expected to propose up to $1.6 billion in state spending reductions on February 13th. He has not proposed putting a spending cut to a public vote. The proposals have been referred to three Senate committees, State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.